Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald Gordon Cargill, Ph.D. Meaning and Purpose of God's Word, Segment 2, A Life-Giving Spirit. The Trinity of Spirit, Soul, and Body may be partially illustrated by a light bulb. Within the bulb, which can represent the total man, there are electricity, light, and wire. The Spirit is like the electricity, the soul the light, and body the wire. Electricity is the cause of the light, while light is the effect of electricity. Wire is the material substance for carrying the electricity as well as for manifesting the light. The combination of spirit and body produces soul, that which is unique to man. As electricity, carried by the wire, is expressed in light, so spirit acts upon the soul, and the soul, in turn, expresses itself through the body. For the Bible tells us that it is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:44. We are not united to the first Adam, who was made a living soul, but to the last Adam, who is a life-giving spirit. Verse 45. It is through the corporeal body that man comes into contact with the material world. Hence we may label the body as the part which gives us world consciousness. The soul comprises the intellect which aids us in the present state of existence and the emotions which proceed from the senses. Since the soul belongs to man's own self and reveals his personality, it is termed the part of self-consciousness. The spirit is that part by which we commune with God, and by which alone we are able to apprehend and worship him. Because it tells us of our relationship with God, the spirit is called the element of God-consciousness. God dwells in the spirit, self dwells in the soul, while senses dwell in the body. As we have mentioned already, the soul is the meeting point of spirit and body, for there they are merged. By his spirit, man holds intercourse with the spiritual world and with the spirit of God, both receiving and expressing the power and life of the spiritual realm. Through his body, man is in contact with the outside sensuous world, affecting it and being affected by it. The soul stands between these two worlds, yet belongs to both. It is linked with the spiritual world through the spirit and with the material world through the body. It also possesses the power of free will, hence it is able to choose from among its environments. The spirit cannot act directly upon the body. It needs a medium, and that medium is the soul produced by the touching of the spirit with the body. The soul therefore stands between the spirit and the body, binding these two together. The spirit can subdue the body through the medium of the soul, so that it will obey God. Likewise, the body, through the soul, can draw the spirit into loving the world. Of these three elements, the spirit is the noblest, for it joins with God. The body is the lowest, for it contacts with matter. The soul lying between them joins the two together and also takes their character to be its own. The soul makes it possible for the spirit and the body to communicate and to cooperate. The work of the soul is to keep these two in their proper order so that they may not lose their right relationship, namely, that the lowest, the body, may be subjected to the spirit, and that the highest, the spirit, may govern the body through the soul. Man's prime factor is definitely the soul. It looks to the Spirit to give what the latter has received from the Holy Spirit in order that the soul, after it has been perfected, may transmit what it has obtained to the body. Then the body, too, may share in the perfection of the Holy Spirit and so become a spiritual body. The Spirit is the noblest part of man and occupies the innermost area of his being. The body is the lowest and takes the outermost place. Between these two dwell the soul, serving as their medium. The body is the outer shell of the soul, while the soul is the outer sheath of the spirit. The spirit transmits its thought to the soul, and the soul exercises the body to obey the spirit's order. This is the meaning of the soul as the medium. Before the fall of man, the spirit controlled the whole being through the soul. The power of the soul is most substantial, since the spirit and the body are merged there and make it the site of man's personality and influence. Before man committed sin, the power of the soul was completely under the dominion of the spirit. Its strength was therefore the spirit's strength. The spirit cannot itself act upon the body. It can only do so through the medium of the soul. This we can see in Luke 1:46-47. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Here the change in tense shows that the spirit first conceived joy in God, and then, communicating with the soul, caused it to give expression to the feeling by means of the bodily organ. To repeat, the soul is the site of personality. The will, intellect, and emotions of man are there. As the spirit is used to communicate with the spiritual world and the body with the natural world, so the soul stands between and exercises its power to discern and decide whether the spiritual or the natural world should reign. Sometimes, too, the soul itself takes control over man through its intellect, thus creating an ideational world which reigns. In order for the spirit to govern, the soul must give its consent. Otherwise, the spirit is helpless to regulate the soul and the body. But this decision is up to the soul, for therein resides the personality of the man. Actually, the soul is the pivot of the entire being, because man's volition belongs to it. It is only when the soul is willing to assume a humble position that the spirit can ever manage the whole man. If the soul rebels against taking such a position, the spirit will be powerless to rule. This explains the meaning of the free will of man. Man is not an automaton that turns according to God's will. Rather, man has full sovereign power to decide for himself. He possesses the organ of his own volition and can cause either to follow God's will or to resist him and follow Satan's will instead. God desires that the spirit, being the noblest part of man, should control the whole being. Yet the will, the crucial part of individuality, belongs to the soul. It is the will which determines whether the spirit, the body, or even itself is to rule. In view of the fact that the soul possesses such power and is the organ of man's individuality, the Bible calls man a living soul. Amen. Soul Ministries presents The Meaning and Purpose of God's Word with the Reverend Donald Gordon.